Hello and welcome back. My name is Seth Juarez. This is Channel 9, and we are at Build 2017 edition. I haven't seen you in an entire year.
Yeah.
Why don't you introduce yourself, my friend, for those who don't know you?
So my name is Gurpreet Singh Pal. I'm the Partner Director of Program Management for Bing, Cortana, and Cognitive Services Ecosystem.
And I'm such a fan of AI. Why don't you just sort of tell us like the coolness that came out today, the announcements that you like the most?
So I would say that last year we had about 22 cognitive services.
Uh-huh.
Today we are at 29, plus we put a whole bunch into our labs, mm-hmm. in the cognitive lab space. And we introduced some really, really cool cognitive services that I want to show you like real demos.
That's awesome.
Like real live demos of.
And you did that last year too, so I always love when you come on.
I love doing demos, you know me. Yeah.
So, it's good to see you again. Last year we were here, like I said, and you talked about Bing APIs, but there's a lot more stuff, right?
Yes,
you mentioned a little
absolutely.
Bit of that. Why don't you talk about that?
Yeah, so, you know, last time I was more involved on the Bing side, but this time with Cortana and cognitive services, we are actually bringing to bear a lot more AI through our cognitive services offerings.
Mm-hmm.
You saw we had vision last year, computer vision. Now we have custom vision. Right, and then we've added things like video indexer,
uh-huh.
Bing custom search, right? So there's a lot of good, cool stuff that bots that we've built,
uh-huh.
you know, that kind of manifests itself through these offerings.
That's awesome. It feels like AI is kind of a transformational thing. I mean, mm-hmm. why should developers start to get onto this transformation?
That's a really good question. And I think that the opportunity with AI is so great. I think that the developers really need to think about transforming themselves so they can help or they can lead the transformation of the business.
I see.
With AI.
I see.
And I'll just tell you a brief story. 29 years ago, I was in graduate school and I was writing an expert system in Lisp.
Oh man, that's
okay.
Awesome.
And people don't even know what Lisp is anymore.
I do.
Okay.
I'm with you, yes.
Okay, so you and I are same age then.
yeah, of course we are.
Of course. And I was, and you know, it was so rules-based and so structured kind of AI. But AI is at a totally different place today when I see the amount of data, the amount of compute that we have today. We have machine learning, deep learning, all these, you know, technologies that are really ripe for, you know, AI to take shape.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the developers really need to harness the power of AI, first transform themselves, then help transform the businesses.
And that's awesome. I mean, I remember the first time I had a sense for what AI was. I wrote a K-means algorithm. I knew exactly what it was doing,
yeah.
and I watched it, and I was like, this is amazing. I know what it's doing, but it still feels like it's thinking.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was a really transformational thing for me. And so it's cool to see that we're helping developers do that
yes,
today, too.
Yes.
Awesome. So let's talk about some of the, let me go here. Let's talk about AI at Build this year.
Yeah.
There was a lot of cool announcements. Tell us about those.
So I think first, I feel like that Build is kind of like a coming out party.
Mm-hmm.
We formed the AI and R division. We brought all our assets together.
Mm-hmm.
And if I just look at the number of breakout sessions we have, the side talks, the Q&As, you know, the solution showcase, the coding stories, there is AI all over. I think it's like a mini university for AI,
yeah.
for the folks who are here and folks who are going to really use these recordings later,
mm-hmm.
right, to go train themselves and get them to be AI developers.
Of course.
So I feel not only what we saw today in the keynotes, but even the next few days, you will see that there'll be so much, you know, for people to catch up to and
right.
take home.
That's awesome. Well, you have stuff to show us. I want you to get to the demos. What are you
yeah.
going to show us today?
So I'm going to show you three demos today, okay? And just let me get my machine up
sure.
and running. So the first demo I'm going to show you is Bing Custom Search.
Okay.
And I will give you an example that almost every company would like.
Oh, there it is.
Every company would actually like to actually have a custom search solution.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that easy to get one. So what we did is we took the power of Bing.
Uh-huh.
And the algorithms and the results that we have. And then we provided developers a very quick way to go ahead and create a custom search solution. So whether they are looking at their set of sites, that's like site search, domains. So they might say, hey, I'm in the legal domain. I want my results to be more, you know, in the legal space. So give me a slice of the web that is kind of legal. And the last I would say is you always have the Bing web results to back that up. But you get this very custom solution where you can actually change the weighting, you can change the ranking, and create this for your web or your app.
Well, that sounds very interesting. Can you show us a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. So this is like
the page. Let's go to the computer here.
Yeah. So I have, you know, I've gone to this web page. You can just wanted to show you the portal and what it does for people to get started. But I'm going to go ahead, and since I've already logged in, I'm going to go ahead and create my own custom search instance.
Okay.
And the scenario here is I am a person who is a small business owner, and I see a lot of people moving to the Seattle area, and I'm working to these big companies and helping their people who are coming into Seattle settle down. So create a very, like a personalized kind of a, or a very customized experience for Seattle.
Got it.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and give the name to my solution, and let's call it All Things Seattle.
And you're live doing this.
Yes,
no fakeness.
Yes, I'm doing
here.
This right
okay.
now.
I love it.
Okay, and then it says, "Oh, you got to go log in." So I'm going to just go, you know, use my login credentials here to log in. And sorry, I had to log in again.
No, I mean this is part of the demo, right? This is the live demo.
Yeah. So I think I kind of timed out there.
Very good.
I got called it All Things Seattle. See, it's created an instance for me.
And so just to be clear, as it's doing this, what you're trying to do is you're trying to create a custom search
exactly.
for just All Things Seattle to help your business.
Exactly. Okay. So what I'm going to do is first I know that there is a Seattle government city site. So I'll just add a site because I know it. It's called seattle.gov, right? And I add it to this. As soon as I kind of add this to this, it kind of starts building my source over here. The next thing I can go ahead and say is events. So people are interested in events. Okay? Sorry. And I'll go to Bing, right, and search.
Uh-huh.
So I think we have the connectivity is gone.
So that's okay. So what you're doing then is as a business, you are creating a custom way to search just a specific subset of things on Bing. Is that right?
Yeah.
And I mean, and the cool thing about that is if you're a business, you're able to sort of index sort of just part of the web for yourself.
Exactly.
Right?
So I've created a small slice of the web, and I can actually go ahead and say I would like this particular site to rank always on top. Mm-hmm. I can boost rank, and I can get a subset of results.
I see.
Then I create an endpoint with that, and I then go ahead and basically, you know, put this endpoint and connect it to my site.
Uh-huh.
So I hope that because of connectivity. So this is an example of a custom site that I created for All Things Seattle.
Uh-huh.
When I do a query for best coffee, as you can see a bunch of results that only came from the sites that I selected. But even within that, I was able to, you know, go and rank Storyville Coffee, which is my most personal favorite coffee spot, as the place, as the number one result when my users come and use it.
I see. And so what you're doing then is you're able to corral a slice of the web that is important to what you do.
Yep.
You can rank things the way you want them, and then you can do a search based on that.
Exactly.
Awesome.
And this you can, any business, any user using our Bing power of our Bing signal can do that.
And so the cool thing is that there's an API endpoint that you can use just to call it, so you can make it look like whatever you want.
Exactly. It's a service. You dig an API endpoint and kind of go from there.
Awesome. So what else do you have to show us?
So I want to show you another one. I hope it works this time.
Yeah, we're going to try to get our internet
so I'm
here.
Going to go to Bing.
Okay.
And what I want to show you is what small businesses, I want to show how small and medium businesses actually can take advantage of AI even today.
Cool.
So what we did is we went to 200 restaurants in the area, and we said, hey, you know, we can help you create a bot. And then also publish the bot on Bing. If you saw today in the announcement, we've made bot as a Bing as a channel for bot framework.
Right.
So if I go here and I say, Purple Cafe. Purple Cafe Bellevue is one of the, you know, if the famous restaurants, you know, I love red wine. So for me, Purple Cafe is a great place to go to.
Awesome.
And as you can see, a very rich experience in Bing. But something to notice here is this chat.
Cool.
Okay, so this is a bot that Purple Cafe has enabled using our tech. They use bot framework, they use templates, and they've used Lewis, Q&A Maker, and Skype in order to create this very easily. And 200 restaurants have done it with very little effort.
Wow.
So if I click on this chat, I can go and start asking questions. So the kind of questions, you know, I'm cheap. I like to ask, like, when is happy hour?
Nice.
Okay.
So we probably missed it, okay? I feel bad. We missed it.
You know, I'm unfortunately, I think the hold on. Let me do a refresh on
refresh
this.
Here.
Yeah. So the machine goes into sleep mode.
Yeah.
So let me see.
But the cool thing is, as you're typing this.
Yeah.
Like, there is a way directly when people look for your organization to have immediate interaction with your business.
Exactly. So it will answer a lot of these questions.
Uh-huh.
It answers a question like, when is happy hour?
Okay.
Can I bring my dog to Purple Cafe? Do you have gluten-free options? All these things have basically, which has been extracted out of their website.
Uh-huh.
So people are not calling you. Right?
Yeah.
So you don't have to man the phone, and you can just sit there and you can answer. This bot answers questions for you.
That's
and
amazing.
If there is a question that you cannot answer, like you can say, do you have clams? And if you don't have clams, we actually capture the question and give it back through the Q&A maker to the business. And they can go ahead and actually go create a response to that question. So it keeps on learning and growing and can answer more and more questions. So you can serve your customers better.
Right.
Right. And with very little effort, as an example.
So tell me more about the Q&A maker. That's something I have not heard about. What is that? Tell us about it.
So basically, if you have like a FAQ page or you have information where you've had, we basically convert it into question and answer pairs.
I see.
Okay, and create the most logical set of questions. We actually let you even edit them if you want to, but this thing's all machine learned.
Wow.
Right? So it, and you can continue to either edit it or kind of grow the corpus for things that you haven't addressed in your website. That's a great signal.
And that's cool because, I mean, like literally you are teaching your bot to answer all the questions that anyone is ever going to ask you.
Exactly.
Freeing up a person to do the other work.
And imagine this is 200 businesses that we're done with the few tools that we provided. We actually even take information we know about them in the knowledge graph and pre-populate a lot of this stuff for them. So all they have to do is go and basically go and edit and make sure that they like the response.
Is this something that we offer to just a specific subset of companies that are large, or is this for everybody?
We've done the first installment with, let's say, with 200. We want to kind of take it further from here on.
That's awesome. So tell me a little bit about this knowledge that's already happening. You said something about a knowledge graph. Why don't you describe that a little bit?
So the Purple Cafe is an entity which is already in the Bing knowledge graph. Mm-hmm. And we have very, as you can see from the experience, that we have very rich data about Purple Cafe. Mm-hmm. And what we've done is that it's the knowledge we already have, so we don't have to go and get it back from the people who own Purple Cafe.
I see.
So we already pre-populate this knowledge, and then they can just enhance this knowledge and then convert it into data, which is actually powering their personalized bot that answers questions for them.
That's cool. Yeah. I love the idea of offloading some of the menial tasks of like answering a question that a website could answer to a bot. And the thing that I like the most is that when I'm searching for things on Bing and I'm like, oh, look, there's my favorite pho restaurant, for example, I could just say, oh, I can chat to them.
Yeah.
You click the button and say, hey, are you open today?
Exactly.
And it's
That's
done.
How it works, yeah.
And I mean, and I can imagine a scenario as a restaurant owner where I'm like, how many tables do you have open right now?
Yes.
What is your wait time?
Exactly.
I mean, to me, that is amazing.
Yeah. So this is really conversation as a platform, getting bots that have real business purpose and can kind of help reduce, you know, the calls and, you know, the people they need in order to respond to these kind of questions.
And the other thing I just saw, and I'm just thinking of this because I talked about the bot framework, is now there's a way that you can actually pay with bots too.
Yes. Yes.
So imagine a scenario as a pizza restaurant literally just saying, I want this pizza, and then paying for it right there.
We have enabled like a payment API
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So why is Bing important to Microsoft AI?
So, you know, the most interesting thing is that for the longest time, for 10 plus years, you could say, Bing is the largest AI application that Bing has, that Microsoft has, because we have over 450 million monthly active users. We have hundreds of billions of documents. We have billions of entities. And people are constantly expressing their intent in form of queries.
Right.
Okay. And at the same time, they are clicking, and we know we have the click signal. So for AI, it is not only important to have the ML models. It is important to have constant signal, rich amount of signal to train those models. And what we are doing through Bing, and even through Cortana, which has about 150 million monthly active users, that those queries, those intents, those questions, and responses are we are using to train several of our models. You can think of our algos, our machine learning models, our speech models, etc.
That's amazing. And so the cool thing is that, like, effectively we have this giant machine learning model just running constantly.
Yes, exactly. And then through our APIs and cognitive services, we are giving it to our developers and to our partners to be able to leverage them in custom search, building bots, and other applications.
Awesome. So what else did you... You said there was three demos. What's
yes,
the last
I want to show you the last thing that we announced today, and I hope that my connectivity...
And if it doesn't, I mean, there might be a connection. You still speak to it, right?
Yeah. So what I wanted to show you was we launched something called the Video Indexer.
Okay.
I love this tool. It is probably one of the most powerful video indexing tools out there. There's a lot of video content being generated. Right now, you and me talking, we are generating a whole bunch of video content, right? So you can upload your video or apply your catalog into this,
right.
And it'll deconstruct the video in a very, very rich way. We think on 9 dimensions, okay? And then let me try and see this video that I have. Actually, this one actually works.
Oh, good.
That's great. So this is a video from Ignite, which I said Ignite Satya video. And we've gone and deconstructed this video. The interesting thing is, you can see we have now recognized they were different people.
Holy cow.
This is using our Face API to say these are the people. And even for people like Scott, because Scott,
right.
We know who Scott is, popular people. We've even gone and basically provided information about Scott. Okay, if I look at Satya, I have information about Satya. But then there are people in the video we don't know about. You can always go and add information.
I love this. I mean, this is really amazing stuff. And we only have about like a minute and 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I love that this, like, not only does it know who is in there, you could probably use other services.
So I will try and show you as much in the minute that I have.
Okay.
But this is when Satya talked all through the video. I can go to that particular spot.
That's
you can
amazing.
See, there is Satya talking over there. I can also show you transcript, right, of Satya talking.
When
Satya is talking, the transcript actually rolls, right? If I want to see it in a different language, we actually support 9 different languages for you to see the transcript in. And this transcript, et cetera, right, is all live and real time. If I go to the last thing I want to show you, if I go back to this cognitive service, we've also pulled keywords, not only from what people have said, but what was actually displayed during the video.
That's amazing.
Right? And the other thing we've done is we've captured the emotion. Right? So there could be a negative sentiment, could be a positive sentiment. So if I go and say, what is this negative stuff that is happening over here? And when somebody's talking about security, threat modeling, etc., we say we are talking about not so positive stuff.
Nice. Well, we're out of time. I love this. Final second, what do you recommend?
I recommend go attend all the sessions, see all the stuff that we have. Go and try all cognitive services, read up, use them. We have demos, trials, etc.
Love it.
And go use them and apply them to your AI solution.
Awesome. Well, we'll be right back right after this.
Thank you so much.